Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
So I'm pretty damn well sure that entitlement is some kind of left-wing virtue at this point, and the past couple of days, I've seen this propping up a lot, so I thought we'd talk about it. To start off, I just plug, of course, Friedrich Nietzsche on the genealogy of morals, because I'm sure we'll have something to say about this.
Oh, yeah.
And as we go forward...
Yeah. He absolutely would have a lot to say about this.
Yeah.
He does have a lot to say about leftists.
You'll see the absolute entitlement of a huge number of leftists, which I have a difficulty actually understanding, because it is that level of deluded. But we'll go forward, and we'll start with Elijah Schaefer, who decided to put out this video. And this has got like 20 million views now.
Yeah, I saw this going around, because it looks like they're doing a tough job.
Yeah, so he writes here, "Why aren't we encouraging our girls to pursue jobs like this? We need true equality." And it's some guys, I think they're doing drilling, and it's them fitting these clamps. I don't have a damn clue. I don't do a job like this.
And, it looks like a tough job, though.
Hats off to these lads. But yeah, We'll play it and enjoy the hard work these guys do. Like, just look at the abs covered in dirt and mud and everything else.
Yeah. So it's the amount of physical effort they have to put into moving these things around.
There's a reason to get paid well, I believe.
Well, yeah.
But that's why. Because it's got that hard job. Yeah, which is great. I mean, always, you know, always nice to appreciate hard work. And the bros there enjoying their workflow.
Job done well, yeah.
Yeah. And the response to this was a lot of women and not getting it, for one. But I did find the funniest response of all, which is a lot of the men responding, being like, "Oh, well, come on. Look, the women are already doing the job. And I suppose we'll play this and enjoy a female representation of what hard work looks like." So there's a music video here, and some lady comes up and drills the side of the digger, but not really. And then the other woman just starts hammering the tire, because why the hell would they know what the hell to do? Like, it's obvious they don't know what the hell's going on. Just cleaning, whatever. But, you know, it's a music video. It's a good joke.
Yeah.
I enjoy. However, of course, the best responses were from women actually not understanding why men do hard work. As Elijah found out later, some girl here being like, "Why would anyone want to do this?"
Well, A, you probably need it. That's the first thing. It's probably actually quite essential to something in your life.
Yeah. Well,
I don't actually know what they're doing, you know, pumping oil or whatever it is they're doing. But she's definitely going to be the end of a long chain of events, the recipient of that work.
Yeah, but I love the confusion of why would men do this?
Also, do you not think that they get a sense of satisfaction for a good job well done?
Yeah, good salary, hard work, actual, you know, you feel proud at the end of the day. Yeah, very much self-respect. Also, I imagine that probably gives you a pretty good figure at the end of the day as well, which is a bonus, but we'll be backbreaking. But there we have it. Just other confusion about why would you do this? However, the funniest one in the last week of just delusion about such work has asked to be James O'Brien. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah.
He decided to put out a statement saying, I think my job is harder than manual labor.
Man who has never done manual labor has opinions on manual labor.
He's done manual labor. He'll let you know.
Oh, has he?
Let's play.
I'm going to say something to you now, and you may not like it. I think this job is harder than manual labour. I genuinely think, I don't know what I would compare it to, probably flying an aeroplane without autopilot or being an air traffic controller.
He doesn't know anything
I'm being
about
a little bit.
Jobs.
No, I do actually believe it, actually. I'm not just doing this for fun or for provocations. I honestly think that this job is more exhausting. Because manual labour, you can do 8 hours a day. You could not do this for 8 hours a day. Even Steve Allen would struggle to do this for 8 hours a day. And if you want to hear effortless, tune into Steve in the morning. I honestly think that I can prove that this job is more exhausting than manual labour, than your job is, if you're listening to me on a building site now. As long as no one's put a brick through the radio yet. The producer just texted me to say, have you ever done manual labour, James? To which the answer is yes. Shows how much attention you pay to the programme you produce.
Oh, Jesus.
I spent 2 weeks on a building site in South Yorkshire in 1988. Chess grandmasters need about 6,000 calories a day during tournaments because of this phenomenon. Lewis in Uxbridge is less convinced. I'm sorry, he says, I'm a bin man. I do 20 to 30,000 steps a day. Come and do a day on the dust cart. I bet you can't move at the end of the day. Yeah, right, Lewis. But I bet you couldn't do this.
Just flap my gums for... I mean, he's only on air for, what, 5 hours? What?
Oh, three.
3 hours, sorry. Yeah. Like...
I can't get over. I mean, it really is ridiculous. And obviously the right response from everyone is like...
Shut up, James.
Like, shut the hell up, man. But just the level of ego on him. Like, I know he's become a meme. For people who don't know, he's been hosting the show in England for a while.
Yeah.
But just the point where even his own producer is just texting him being like, man, this is a bad look. Please stop. And then his response is, yeah, shows how much you pay attention to the show. Like, well, throwing your own producer under the bus as well.
He went some Oxbridge. He's got some Oxbridge education. He said, you know, I watched a clip from a while ago going, well, not everyone had the privilege of getting the education I had. It's like, yeah, some of them worked on building sites, James.
For more than 2 weeks, building a portaloo. It's just
honestly, what is wrong with this? Absolute gammon.
Yeah, and then someone's saying, well, would you like to come on the dust heap? And he's just like, yeah, well, I bet you couldn't do this. It's just, again, the level of entitlement and smug and ego is off the charts.
But what's compelling him to say this? Like, he sat there in his air-conditioned office being like, God, I am just the best. I'm just so good. Like, you are just inferior. You couldn't do what I do. I know you do, like, hard work all day, but you couldn't do what I do. I am just something a cut above you, you see. I mean, this is the attitude. That's what's compelling him to say this. Like, he thinks of himself as being such a sacrificer. Like, I'm just doing the hard work, so you aren't bored as you do your dumb manual labour.
I'm much
absolute
better than you.
Animals.
You're garbage.
Animals. Exactly. Like, what would compel him to bloody say this?
I don't know. But there we have it. It's just like endlessly.
I've been thinking. I'm just so great.
The entitlement is endless. And with that, I will show you more. Because if we go to the next one here, there's an individual who has since privated his account for this. Game designer. He, him. Oh, I'm shocked. What was his take on the world today? How did he wake up and... Bless us with his wisdom. Most studies of gamer demographics find that men are approximately 55% of the market, which naturally follows that non-men, don't know what that is, are about 45% of the market. There is no legit reason why at least 45% of gaming professionals should be non-men.
This is a very old feminist canard.
Complete meme.
Because what they're doing is including things like Candy Crush... Yeah. In the same category as Call of Duty.
But it's the same stupid response as well, being like, oh, women use the sewers, therefore they should be 50% of the sewer workers.
Actually, I'm all for that. That's actually a good idea. We must conscript women to work in the sewers.
Yeah, he goes on to say, and yet gaming professional demographics don't match our audience.
Oh, boo-hoo.
You could call the efforts to lift up more non-white, non-men professionals. I don't know what a non-man is. To diversify the industry, but I call it recalibration.
I could call it racism.
Yeah, you can call the barriers to recalibration many things, but I accurately call them racism and sexism.
Don't agree.
And those systems are supported by folks with a lot of power screaming, get politics out of gaming. they literally don't have power if they're getting discriminated against in the workplace. You fucking brainlet, like, it's unbearable.
But what year are you in? This is literally what they were saying in 2012. You're a decade out of date, Eric, and everything you're saying is nonsense.
It never dies, but again, the whole thing here is just, look how entitled I am.
Yeah.
Like, that's the entire post, which is, you
Eric,
know.
Eric, sorry, just a quick thing. You appear to be a white male. You're occupying a position that a non-man could be occupying. Resign.
I'm sure he'd argue the white
fall
part.
Fall on your sword.
But yeah, I'm going to go out and just say, yeah, everyone's white now, so yeah, leave. But he says in here, I think many folks have no concept of how unscalable effort it takes to change the mind of even one fragile ego who threatens to go right wing when their feelings get hurt. I was like,
okay, great. Right, keep going.
You literally said to the white men in the office, you shouldn't have a job. And the white men in the office are like, I might side with the right wing. They think I should have a job. I'm shocked that can happen. But again, just the level of entitlement. That's all this is. I lay in turf blocked. That's what the non-man thing was about.
Oh, right.
He thinks that... women aren't women. Yeah. But the obvious response is obvious, of course, as just previously mentioned, which is, sewer users, 50% of the market. Sewer professionals, not women, or 50%.
Yeah.
Something is deadly wrong, but he doesn't care, of course. And the male feminist, of course, immediately just retreats upon hearing any kind of criticism. There you have it. Critiques are protected. I'm leaving. I'll come back later when I can get away with my entitlement more. But if we get to the next one here, there's just the other entitlements I've seen. Specifically from feminists in this one. This is a cartoon that was apparently made to try and show how horrible it is as a woman.
Oh,
you get loads of compliments.
I've posted this to my Facebook page and everyone's like, man, if someone spoke to me like this, I would have such a good day and I'd remember it for decades.
Yeah, but also the idea, I'm getting loads of compliments. I'm basically a Jew in the Holocaust. Let's load it up just to have a look at this. Some guy gets told, hey man, you look cute. You should smile more.
That'd be lovely. Thanks. Yeah, hello, lovely gentleman. You fit your own computer. You're so smart. That's impressive. You know, you look way too good to be a cashier. Well, these are all lovely things. This is the thing. Women just do not understand. Men just do not get compliments.
No.
Nobody compliments a man. And so if anyone does, a man's like, oh, wow, thanks.
But also if men does this to men, you'd think he was gay. So it's just like, it's a social reason for it.
It's women doing it to men, obviously.
Yeah, is even, well, actually, that's way better. If you got a man complimenting you, I wouldn't care, but a woman complimenting you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Oh yeah, woman compliments
in a stratosphere of compliments.
Yeah, these were I've posted this and everyone was like, God, I'd remember that forever.
Yeah. You know that song, "The Day I Die" is the best day of my life.
Yeah,
just I'm imagining that. Yeah. Anyway, but also if we take a flashback to 2020, I mean, just the other levels of entitlement with the left wing movement that just seem to be apparently a virtue. Pocahontas here, coming out with her entitlement. This is a clip in which, of course, they're talking about the debt forgiveness for student loans. But let's not get into the debate. It's obviously dumb.
Yeah.
I took queer feminist dance theory. Why shouldn't I have that for free?
Because, it is worthless.
Not even going to address it. But instead, this guy, and this is what I mean by just like the best people in society always get screwed over the worst. This guy turns up and he mentions the fact that he worked two jobs, he saved the money, he paid off his daughter's student loans, she didn't have any. You know, they actually saved. Whereas the family next door, they just took out the loans, took multiple vacations, didn't take a second job. And their loans are going to be forgiven. He's not going to get his money back.
Yeah.
And it's just so unfair. But Elizabeth Warren's response is the best thing. Let's play it.
I just want to ask one question. My daughter's getting out of school. I've saved all my money. She doesn't have any student loans. Am I going to get my money back? So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money. And those of us that did the right thing get screwed.
No, it's not.
Of course we did. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations. I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter worked, she was 10. So you're laughing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed.
I appreciate
that. That's all. Completely understandable response.
Oh, yeah.
For people who didn't hear it, he asks, he paid off all our loans. She says, God bless you. And he says, am I going to get my money back? She says, of course not, with a smile.
Yeah.
It's just like, you are creepy, of all people, to say such a thing and then support this. But the last thing here is just someone making the point, of course, which is that the debt will be paid, just not by those who took out the loans.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to end up going. Instead, it'll be the ones who worked hard who will have to pay off for the people who didn't, which is the reality of the situation there. And frankly, it's not to say that the pyramid scheme that is American universities isn't a joke, but the situation that it's so expensive to go to American university kind of just tells you that it's not worth it. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium videos we do, this one on the politics of Four Lions. And if you follow what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.